There has been a practice in Onondaga County of placing 16 and 17-year-old youths in solitary confinement at the Jamesville Correctional Facility. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that's raised the ire of some local activists. And while county officials are making changes, ultimately the issue may be best solved by the state.
The Alliance of Communities Transforming Syracuse started a campaign earlier this year to end the use of solitary confinement for these teens. ACT's Criminal Justice Task Force co-chair Mike Hungerford says their research shows some 16 and 17-year-olds are left in jail cells with no other human contact for 23 hours a day, something scientific research shows.
That it has an extremely adverse impact on youth whose brains are still developing.
Hungerford says their investigation indicates these punitive restrictions are often imposed for minor infractions. Things like disobedience of orders, joking around, arguing, or being disrespectful, as well as for fighting and possession of contraband. And he says Onondaga County is one of the few in the state that puts kids in this kind of isolation.
Rikers, which has on average about 500 youth at Rikers in New York City, they don't do it anymore. They stopped doing it. If they can figure out how not to do it at Rikers, it seems to me that Onondaga County ought to be able to figure out how not to do it.
Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney agrees it's not the best situation for these youths, who often haven't been convicted yet of a crime.
I mean, these are kids, and they're kids who have a whole lot of issues, and unfortunately, being at Jamesville Correctional Facility has not, it's not really working.
So Mahoney, who's running for re-election this fall, says she's ordered a change.
I've made the decision to keep the 16 and 17-year-olds at the public safety building. And so we're going to stop moving the 16 and 17-year-olds to Jamesville.
Mahoney notes that making this adjustment causes some problems in Onondaga County's overcrowded criminal justice system. It'll force more overtime for guards, which has been an issue for years in county government. It will require moving other inmates from downtown to Jamesville, and if that fills up, to jails in other counties, another costly proposition. And she says there are safety issues for youth and guards, for example, if members of opposing street gangs are in the same area. Ultimately, Mahoney believes the best place for these kids is the Hillbrook Juvenile Detention Center. That, however, is only possible with help from the state, which still has a policy of treating all people 16 and older as adults. There is a Raise the Age movement in New York State, but it hasn't gone anywhere in Albany.
There is a conversation going on at the state level about raising the age, and so maybe ultimately 16 and 17-year-olds would be at Hillbrook, which is a much more appropriate facility. But right now, by law, they're in our correctional facility.
As for Hungerford and the other members of ACTS, they just want to make sure the county continues to listen to what they say is an extremely damaging treatment for these youths.
We don't really care where the county decides to hold the youth. That's entirely up to them. There's good things and bad things, no matter where they are. We just don't want any of the youth to be placed into solitary confinement at Jamesville, at the Justice Center, or any place else where they may be sent.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.